Hunger, written by Small Red Boy, read by Raven. Summary, about Will Graham and a particular hunger. There has always been a hunger inside you, since you have the memory to recall it, frothing at the mouth with animalistic desire to sink your teeth into something or someone. You make your life devoted around squashing that urge, of having it leave you alone, of not being hungry anymore. You study. You try to get into a place where you can catch the people who don't have the willpower to stop their hunger. But they see right through you. Too unstable, they tell you. You are too hungry for the job. You are too angry for the job. Too much like the ones you're looking to catch. You can talk about the hunger for as long as you want, as long as it's in a classroom, eyes wide and curious, but not understanding. They don't understand why those people are so hungry, the bloodlust staining their teeth pink. But neither do you. Neither do you know why you are so hungry, the bloodlust pink cleaned off your teeth, scraped clean with a brush until your gums are bleeding. And then you are out of the classroom. The first thing you do out of it is cling to your hunger, feed on a man just as starved as you. You excuse it to yourself, to everyone, pointing out he was feeding on someone, too. But he looks at you and he knows you could have used any pretext, any excuse, if it meant being able to quench your thirst, fill your ever-empty stomach, and you refuse to try a bite again. So he will make sure you will. The flesh of however many men lie between your teeth, and you're aware of just how much more monstrous than you he is, feeding you without you knowing it, handing you a plate and telling you what it is while smiling quietly to himself. And you think that maybe this is a contest in one-upmanship. Perhaps you can become a monster just to win over his own. You know this is what he wants. You know that this is what he desires. For you to understand him, to be just as hungry as he is. But that doesn't mean you're going to stop it. You and him fill your stomachs together, and you find yourself unsure what to do next. The bluffs call your name as you realize just how deeply he has changed you. Except there was no change. He just unraveled you, showed you what had always been there, beneath the layers upon layers of well-crafted relative normalcy. But he had changed you. And you and him contemplate the water, how the blood looks black in the moonlit scene, how the ocean looks infinite in the nightly scene. How you are the monster he has dreamed of for decades. You consider this. You consider the ocean. And you grab him. You grab onto him, cling onto him with all the strength left in you. Bloody hands on his bloody clothes, and you consider the ocean once again. It calls your name. And it calls his, too. Perhaps you'll drown, break 100 bones, but that is for him to decide. You push him towards the ocean and decide for the leap of faith. The end. Thank you for listening.